4:52.
Well, we may not have a deal yet to avoid the looming fiscal cliff, but many Americans actually think the economy is rebounding, at least that according to a new survey by a brokerage firm.
And joining us now live to talk more about it, CNN anchor and chief business correspondent Ali Velshi. Hiya, Ali.
I got good news for all of you guys. And listen, it's a brokerage firm, which means people, TD Ameritrade, people who answer brokerage firm polls probably are trading stocks, which means they're somewhat sophisticated about the economy. But this survey shows a lot of what we've been seeing, and that is there are a number of Americans who, despite everything going on in your town, actually think things are looking up for this country.
Why?
Well, there are a few things. First of all, jobs. We, you know, as much as we in the media are telling you about how these job creation numbers are not enough and unemployment needs to be lower, the fact is we've had 34 months or something of straight job growth, and that people are feeling. Number two, houses. Most Americans still get rich off of their homes. They still feel prosperous. We've probably bottomed out in areas like yours. Things are actually quite good, but we've bottomed out, and those interest rates are making homes very, very affordable. But the third thing is the thing out in the ether that not everybody thinking about. We've got an energy boom going in this country. We've got a manufacturing boom going in this country. So there's a bunch of things that if the government doesn't mess it up, could lead to a very prosperous 2013 and beyond.
When we talk about prosperity, are we talking about good times are here again like the 90s, that kind of prosperity?
Well, it's one of those things. If you put a bunch of things together, in other words, you don't go over the fiscal cliff, people buy houses and they feel good about them, and the house prices continue to go up. The stock market goes up as it's been doing. We keep on creating jobs. We keep on manufacturing. Energy prices stay low. You put all of that together and you start to feel this economic renaissance. Now, the government can do things to help. There are a lot of people who say, you know, the thing that's most broken in this country, we saw it from Hurricane Sandy, is our basic infrastructure. You know, maybe Washington can do something that helps with that, get private companies in on building real infrastructure that we need for a profit. So, you know, it's not going to happen automatically, but it's worth telling Americans it's not all the doom and gloom we talk about every day.
Right, and we've talked about this before. There is the intangible, and that when people feel good about the economy, it does better.
That is absolutely right. And our polling continues to show that despite everything that's going on, the American consumer is actually feeling good. And my history in this business tells me that in spite of all evidence otherwise, sometimes the American consumer tends not to be wrong. I would not bet against them.
Oh, Ali, great news today. Thanks so much.